The day Margot Price walked into the studio to start recording her new album, she had butterflies in her stomach. You know, a mixture of excitement, trepidation, and morning sickness.
I definitely was not expecting to be pregnant. And, you know, I had planned to go into the studio regardless of what was happening in my personal life.
Her daughter, Ramona, was born last June, and now that album is out in the world, too. It's called That's How Rumors Get Started. Mother Mary, Jesus. When we talked the other day, Price said that the two experiences, making an album and having a baby, had so much in common.
I think they're both kind of mysterious, and you kind of keep it to yourself at first, and it's like it's evolving and growing and changing. You have this like feeling of protection.
You know, there are times on this album that feels like you're speaking directly to your children. Like on the song Gone to Stay, you sing, "Baby, when I'm gone, you know, I think about you. You're growing up so fast and I'm getting older too." I mean, it sounds like there are times where you're really missing your kids. And I want to ask you about that. I mean, how has being a mom redirected the way you throw yourself into your music? Has it?
You know, sometimes I do feel the strain of that motherhood puts on your career, but I think that it's really important to show your children that you have to follow your dreams no matter what. And I hope that they see that, you know, when I'm playing music and when I'm doing what I love, that I'm happy and that I also do it for them.
Well, your daughter, Ramona, entered the world, and then this album was about to enter the world, too. But, of course, a pandemic hit. The album got delayed, and right now there's no touring on the horizon for you. Can I just ask, like, how has lockdown been for you so far?
Well, I think the comforting thing about this isolation and quarantine and lockdown is that everybody's in it together. And, of course, I have, you know, days where I feel depressed or like hopeless. And I just am keeping faith that things will start to turn around. And I'm also just enjoying the time that I've had with my children and that I've had in my garden this year and really being able to like reconnect to nature and, you know, keep my feet on the ground, because that's, you know, if you let things like fame or money or any of those things cloud your mind and like poison your spirit, I think that your art will really suffer. So yeah. I'm just, you know, going to be writing about unemployment and, and everyday struggles again. It's really just more fodder for songs.
Because, as you were saying, you're someone who has felt this inner conflict between being a mom and making room for your art, for your music. Has the pandemic kind of given you some release from that struggle, at least for this time? Because you can't be out and touring all the time, and you can be more focused on home life right now.
Oh, I know.
Has that been a relief in a way?
It really has been, because, you know, with my son, who's now just turned 10, I did miss so many little milestones with him, and it's been so wonderful to see Ramona grow and to just go through motherhood in a more relaxed state than I did with, you know, my son. He was a twin, and his brother passed. Actually, today is the 10-year anniversary of losing my son, Ezra.
Oh.
And,
wow.
You know, I didn't get to have a normal chance at motherhood the first time. I was grieving so much, and I've had so many mistakes that I made that I wish I could do it again. And you know, this time around, it's been really good to just watch her develop her language and see her getting ready to be able to walk. I was worried I was going to miss her first steps, so I know for sure I'm going to be home for that. What is this life? What does it mean? Time
When I hear you reflect on, you know, the kind of mother you were during, you know, your earlier touring, your earlier albums, I kind of just want to visit this moment right now. I mean, this is your third album. You're now a known quantity in Nashville. You've been nominated for a Grammy, but I know that it has not been easy for you to get where you are. Like, money was often very tight, and you had to sell possessions to buy studio time. You spent a few days in jail during a particularly painful time, I know, shortly after your son Ezra had passed away. And I guess, you know, what I'm wondering about is, when you look back, how would you describe where you are right now in this moment compared to back then?
I feel much more at peace with everything that's happened. I mean, I still grieve the loss of my son, and I still wish I would have done things differently. But I am a firm believer that everything happens for a reason. And I've been trying to, like, take that wisdom and apply it to what's going on now, because I think that I've struggled with depression even prior to losing my son. You know, it was something that I struggled with as a teenager and in my early 20s. And I know a lot of people have got to be feeling really lonely right now. And I know that a lot of people out there are battling depression, and, you know, my heart goes out to them. And I just hope that that everybody out there can keep themselves in a positive state, because I know it's got to be really tough.
Well, I wish you the best of luck as you're sending this light out into the world during this pandemic, releasing this new music, and I hope you do continue to enjoy some of the solitude with being a mom during this time and getting to focus on that too.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's been a wild few months, but, you know, I think that there's also something really exciting about the Black Lives Matter movement and, you know, just this kind of revolution that's going on. And I think that if there wasn't a pause, then, you know, maybe we wouldn't have the drastic change that we need to get back to the earth and, you know, get back to taking care of the environment and our people and healthcare and childcare and all the things that everybody needs so badly.
Margo Price's new album is called That's How Rumors Get Started. It was such a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Sun goes